And Mark, what's the SDLP's position on Michelle O'Neill being the keynote? It's described in this poster as the main speaker, on a poster which is described as the Lochgall Martyrs 30th anniversary commemorative parade.
Well, we don't organise that parade. We have no part in it. That's a choice of other people who to ask to speak, and it's a choice of other parties whether they speak or not. That is their position, obviously.
Do you think she's right to be taking part in that event?
Well, I don't know all that the event entails. I don't know the terms.
You know the background to it. It is an event commemorating...
Yes, but I, first of all, let's be very clear. I don't know the terms in which she is going to speak or anything else.
Mark, it's not difficult. It's not difficult.
Yes.
She's the main speaker at an event to commemorate the 8 people in the IRA who went out to murder police officers.
Yes,
now, this is a potential...
And there was also an innocent person who wasn't party to this.
Michelle O'Neill is potentially a First Minister, or certainly a Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland. So is she right to be attending this event or not, in your view?
Well, in my view, what parties should be doing now is sticking to what we thought we were negotiating and agreeing to whenever we were in the Haas talks, which actually took in issues of not just parades in the traditional sense that people saw it, but also was dealing with commemorative events, including commemorative events in relation to the Troubles, and was setting out very clear limitations and standards in relation to those things. And I think it would be better if all parties, even though we didn't reach or conclude agreement on those things, it would be better if all parties acted according to that ethic. And it doesn't sound to me as though that's what's happening in this situation.
So she's wrong to go?
No, I have said what I have said. I've said that I think it would be better if all parties acted according to the ethic that we were getting close to agreeing at a stage in the Haas talks. It's a pity that those proposals that were there as in several of the Haas drafts were lost in all of the other losses around the Haas talks.
Nice to talk to you this morning.
I regret that. And it's not for me to go about condemning or find in circumstances where I don't know what the event is going to be or what she's going to say. But this is a divided society. There are obviously very divided experiences and perspectives in relation to the events of the Troubles. And I think we all have to be sensitive to that. And I would encourage Michelle O'Neill to show more sensitivity than might be the case.
How can she show more sensitivity?
By considering this position and being very careful about anything that she does say. She may feel that...
But are you saying she should reconsider her attendance?
She may feel that for particular personal and other reasons that she should accept the invitation that is there. She should be very in anything that she does, that she says about this, and in anything that she says at this.
Are you saying, Mark? But Mark, you're saying a lot, and I'm just trying to work out what you're actually concluding from your words. Are you saying that Michelle O'Neill should reconsider attending this event?
Sorry. I am not Michelle O'Neill's advisor. I don't know why you think I am. I have answered your question about these issues because it's not a particular issue about what goes into Michelle O'Neill's diary or doesn't go into Michelle O'Neill's
diary. It's a matter for political debate, and I'm asking you as an SDLP senior person whether you feel it is right that Michelle O'Neill goes to this event. Now, you've said this morning that you think she should consider...
There would be nobody from the SDLP going to that event and speaking on that platform.
Why not?
Well, there wouldn't be.
Why not?
There wouldn't be.
Why not?
There wouldn't be.
Why not?
Because we are sensitive about these issues, and we do not celebrate in whatever way people are commemorated. In no way would we try to validate or suggest that there was anything valid about any effort that involved an illegal endeavour.
And when you say
any attempt to attack,
and finally,
anyone,
Mark,
that involved the use of illicit force or anything else. But we all know that people have different views on the past, and we know that the issue of so-called commemorations are sensitive, which is why in the Haas talks we were trying to address those issues, and we actually had a point where people were going to be very particular about the terms in which any events of the past
could be commemorated, which is why, Mark,
and where the Praed's Commission and others were going to be fully involved in relation
to those issues. Final question. So when you say that you would not, and no one from the SDLP would visit this, would attend this local event because you're sensitive,
would take part in it.
Okay. Are you suggesting, therefore, that it is insensitive for people to take part?
I am speaking for the SDLP. I cannot dictate to other parties about what they do in other places. And I think people will ask of us to be sensitive in relation to what we say about different matters and all the rest of it. And we can ask the same of others. But we are not going to be caught into a situation where it is our job just to give you push-button answers in relation to something like this, something that doesn't actually involve us in any direct way, something that does affect people because it raises matters that are deeply sensitive for a variety of reasons. And so we want to respond to those sensitively and ask other people to be sensitive about those things. And again, I would say that one of the things that people didn't appreciate about the Haas talks was that in relation to issues of commemorations, including commemorating sensitive events in the Troubles, there were very valid discussions that looked like we were going to get somewhere that was going to make sure that there was a way of handling these issues that all parties could understand, and where there would be a key role for the likes of the Praed's Commission or the body that was going to replace the Praed's Commission. We think, as and also standards being laid down for parties.
Okay.
So I would, and remember, parties have made pledges around standards on paramilitarism, and when it came to the talks at Stormont House in putting forward a case for a whole community approach to dealing with paramilitarism, we also addressed some questions around commemorations as well.
All
Unfortunately, other parties didn't take those up.
Mark, nice to talk to you today. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, sir.